I saw on your website that as early as 2006, you were reporting on the Barnett Shale region.
Yes. So when I started at the newspaper, I was reporting on the small towns around Denton. They were much more affected, especially the towns on the west side of the county, by the gas development that was coming this way. So that is how I learned how to cover the impacts. And I wanted to say the business, but that's not really right. I was covering the impacts. So I learned a lot about what community issues were going to be, covering Ponder and Crum and Dish, especially Dish. Yeah.
How did you get started on the story?
Well, the very first story that I covered, actually someone called to say that there were trees dying in a creek in Bartonville, and they knew there was some illegal dumping going on by truckers with water trucks. And my first question to that tipster was, what's a water truck? And then the tipster described for me what one of those wastewater hauling trucks looked like, and then said this thing that was a pretty aha moment for me. They said, they're everywhere. And it was kind of like that phenomenon where, let's say, you bought a VW bug and then all of a sudden you see all the VW bugs on the freeway and you feel like you're part of that group, I guess, I don't know, or something. Anyways, once I recognized from the tipster's description what a water truck looked like, all of a sudden, this thing that I wasn't seeing, I was seeing, and I saw how many there were, and just everywhere and all the time, and I recognized that this was big and that the community needed to understand what was happening. And then, of course, you know, we followed the story of the dumping that was happening in that creek and how that needed to be taken care of. So that was my first story.
So essentially you followed that story and that led to more leads for more stories.
Pretty much. But then again, there was always things on town and city council agendas, things that were happening that needed to be reported on and understood. So I would just sort of follow what was happening in the community and try to get the best information that I could to explain what was happening so the community could make good decisions.
Did you feel like you were the voice of the community on this particular issue during this time?
No. I don't know why that question makes me ponder being the voice of the community. But I did feel like there were some people who were maybe more willing to speak up, and I was certainly willing to write down what they said and put it in the paper. And that's important. I think when people speak up, it's important that they know they've been heard.